Pnimi is in the Daf Yomi, Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed. This one's very quick, but very powerful. The Gemara on Lamed Amid Beis, so in the new Perek, starts Mishnah. In Omdim Le'espal Al Mitoch Kovid Rosh, you can only begin to daven with a certain amount of Kovid Rosh, with a certain amount of seriousness, submission, understanding it, heaviness of their head. Right, with the right approach. And then it says a famous line that we know about, the Chasidim Harishonim, the early Chasidim Hayushon Sha'achas, they would wait 1 hour, and then they would daven. Why? Kidei Sheikhanu Liban Laviyam Shabashamayim, in order to be mechaving their heart to their Father in Heaven. And then it just finishes off that, you know, how important it is to stand during davening. Afilo Melech Shol B'Shlomo Lo Yishivanu, if a Melech asks you how you're doing, you don't answer him. And if there's a Nachash Karach Alakeva Lo Yafsik. So there's a lot here. There's a lot built in here. But I wanted to just mention one small diuk, one small inference and attention to detail that Rav Pinchas Karitzer points out. Rav Pinchas Karitzer in the Imbrei Pinchas, he's both a Talmud and a Chaver and a contemporary of the Baal Shem Tov, says in his Shara Tefila Os Pei Vav, says the following. He says that this line of Chasidim Harishonim Hayushoin Shah Achas Umispalalin, that the Chasidim Harishonim, the early Chasidim, used to wait 1 hour and then daven Kidei Sheichad Nalibun Laviyam Shabashamayim, in order to align their hearts to Aviyam Shabashamayim so that they can focus their mindset. He says, the Havalei Lomar Behefach, really, it should be written differently. It should be written the opposite. What should it say? Shoin kidei sheyechavnu betfilasan umispalan. It should say that hayu shohin sha'achas, they would wait 1 hour, kidei sheyechavnu libam, in order that they could have kavanu umispalan, and then daven. But if you look at the words, it says the opposite. It says hayu shohin sha'achas, they would wait 1 hour, umispalan, and they would daven, kidei sheyechavnu libam, in order that they could have kavanah. And he says, v'tirat, the answer is, tzeh gufa. That what were they doing during this hour? This 1 hour wasn't just an hour of meditation. It wasn't just an hour of clearing your mind, which is obviously valuable. And it wasn't just an hour of, you know, getting yourself ready and hyping yourself up. This Shoen Sha'achas, Umispalin, they would wait 1 hour and then daven. What was the point of their tefillah? What was the point of what they were doing? They would wait that hour and daven during that entire hour, that they should have kavana. And it's a beautiful concept for us that when we come to a tefillah, to daven, to be able to daven correctly. And to daven that we should have kavana throughout our day, even when we're not davening. And it's a powerful teaching from Rav Pinchas Karitzer, that if you look at the words closely, that the Chasidim Rishonim, they would shon sha'achas umispalin. Why? Why would they do that? Kidei she'echavnu libam lashamayim. In order to be able to align their heart and designate their heart and point their heart to their Father in Heaven. And we should all be zocha, even if we can't be the Chasidim Rishonim and do it for an hour, we could all take an extra 10 seconds, both in terms of before our tefillah, saying a tefillah that we should be zocha to daven and zocha to kavana, as well as to allow our tefillah itself to function as a tefillah for kavana for when we engage in the rest of our day. And when we move throughout our day, that our day should also be a day of kavana, kavana of alignment, of dveikus, of being pointed in the same direction as the Ribono Shel Olam.